Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode 126. 126 episodes and weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are pinging each other. Do the twist.
No, and
we dance, apparently. We dance.
Just you.
Dancing with the Softies, coming soon. Last week, there were a bunch of interesting comments on our message boards, which I feel that we should call out.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Right.
One
like
is...
Like all of them saying how right I am all the time?
No, most of them say how I'm right. I mean, you can go and see. The proof is in the pudding. I mean, just go and look. Nokia.
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Anyway, moving along from that, I find it interesting that we have a viewer named It's Britney Bitch. That's what his name is. And yet he writes, God, I love this company. And I never thought...
Do you know if it's a guy?
I don't know if it's a guy. I guess just I assume that all of our viewers are guys.
Yeah.
It could be a woman.
Yeah.
But I like this person, male or female, because it's rare that I find someone who can find the love in pop culture and Britney Spears, such as myself, and in Microsoft, and obviously emerging new technologies.
Right.
So these kind of things don't normally cross. Like, you don't know anything about Britney Spears, and I find that appalling. I think you need more range in your interests.
Well, I'm sure there are, you know, a number of Britney trivia facts that I may or may not know.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is she currently dating?
Oh, boy.
Oh. Can I phone a friend?
let me
call up Laura Foy real quick.
Yeah, the answer would be Jason Trawick, her agent. And they are engaged to be married. This is stuff that It's Britney Bitch would know.
Probably. Well, It's Britney Bitch also loves this company and thinks that we should keep up the good work.
And we shall.
We shall.
And one other comment that I found astounding. Now, Dentiku, I believe he even won that Kinect when we gave it away. I think he was the winner. He is a longtime viewer, like major tech enthusiast. Like, the guy knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. He always comments. I love him. And he says he's never owned a cell phone.
Yeah.
How is that possible? How do you live in this age? And, like, I think about high school, and I'm like, how did I even get to the elementary school for you, possibly,
right,
Paul?
Right.
I'm like, how did I get to the mall? How did I make plans with friends without a cell phone? How do you live without a cell phone?
We can't even shoot this show without our cell phones. Well, he's in Canada, so...
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
then.
So
okay.
It's not...
It's practically 2 decades ago back there.
Right,
up
yeah.
there.
I mean, I'm sure he hangs out at the mall with, you know, Robin Sparkles and...
Yeah.
takes shot of maple leaf.
I don't know
syrup.
What that's all about.
Yeah. But there were a couple other comments. A. Seymour said, let's just all agree it's pronounced Nokia.
But who is he?
But A. Seymour.
How did he spell it? Did he spell it phonetically?
Or no, did he didn't spell it phonetically.
Oh, yeah.
which is like the most brilliant
that's
troll
right.
ever.
It's all pronounced N-O-K-I-A.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nokia.
And then I've also been posting some public comments on Facebook for my 300 subscribers.
Yeah. Oh, you got up to 300? Wasn't it 288 last time?
Yeah.
Or are you rounding up?
No, it's 300 even. It's 300 even. And I had mentioned how I just figured out how I can stream music wirelessly from my Windows phone into my my computer. So I have, like, I can play, like...
Why wouldn't you just stream directly from your computer?
Well, like...
Yes, Paul?
Like, let's say, like, I'm going to Buenos Aires, Argentina for New Year's Eve.
Brag, brag, brag.
And I'm trying to learn Spanish.
All you.
Yeah, so what I do is, like, if I'm cleaning my place, like, I'll listen to, like, some Spanish audio books where it says, like, you know, Juan está, you know,
right, yeah,
a key, right? And I'm like, oh, I didn't quite get that.
Badges. We ain't got no badges.
So I don't want to, like, have to go walk to my computer and hit rewind.
No.
I can just do it,
in,
like,
your mansion.
Right.
In the West Wing.
Right. In my 767-square-foot apartment.
Right. God forbid.
And so I can just, you know, rewind it from my phone.
Because your phone's with you at all times.
Right, yeah.
What's wrong with Dentico?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like the opposite of Dentico. Anyway, people were asking me how this is done.
Okay.
So I actually use the Connected Media app from the HTC App Store. And then I open up Windows Media Player on my desktop machine.
Right.
and then that is plugged into my sound system.
So was that only available to Windows Phone users with an HTC phone?
I think that might be, but there should be other apps out there that do similar things. So if anyone's interested, I will find out and let you guys know.
And you'll post it on your Facebook page.
Well, yeah.
Because Paul's recruiting his own personal followers. It's not about Ping anymore. It's about Paul.
Well, I mean...
Yeah. It's always been about Paul. It's always been about Paul.
Okay.
All right, let's start the show.
Let's do it.
All right, Paul. So we frequently talk about the blog I Started Something,
yep.
Authored by Long Zeng,
yeah.
Who is a big-time Microsoft fan. He sometimes even comments on our show.
He's a long-time fan.
He's a long-time fan, that Long Zeng is. Anyway, he wrote up a side-by-side comparison based on a video and some articles that Microsoft put out where you can actually run the Mango operating system on your iPhone and on your Droid.
Yeah.
Therefore, giving iPhone and Droid users the opportunity to really see what it's like to get a Windows phone with zero investment. I mean, it runs in your browser.
Right. Yeah. So it's not running the Windows Phone operating system.
It's
like a visualization of showing what Metro looks like on the phone and a few of the key apps like the messaging hub where you can kind of go in there and you can see the text messages and like and go to the person's.
So is it not like if you were running the demo on your iPhone, not that you have one if you did, and I texted you, would it not function in the Windows form? No. So it's basically like just a demo.
Yes.
It's not interactive.
Right. Well, okay. I mean, it's interactive.
Like, it's interactive, but it's not like functioning. Like it won't work with incoming calls.
Right.
You can't check your email with it.
Right. Yeah. There's absolutely nothing that you can do aside from look through the pre-created browser experience.
Right. But it's still pretty cool.
It is really cool. A lot of people, this will give a lot of people on a mobile phone like the first their first real interaction with the Metro style UI. And it's done with a lot of really cool, I think it's HTML5 and JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it viewable from all these different browsers. One of my, I mentioned this like 20 episodes ago, but one of...
Because Paul's so ahead of the time.
Well, no, not this browser, okay. But a friend of mine has an Android device.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there just like playing with my phone and it was just like smooth scrolling. And
right.
And he's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know, this thing just looks really nice. He's like, whatever, I can get that on my Android.
Right.
So then he pulls it up and sure, it has like some square tiles that look like crap.
Right.
And then when he flips up, it does like a page up. It doesn't smooth scroll
right,
up.
Right.
And
not
like,
the same.
Yeah, it's
not the same.
It's not the same at
it's
all.
It's not as cool.
But this this demo that they have out there is actually it's actually very cool. And a lot of people in the press have been picking this up and sending it out. I saw it posted on Facebook.
Yeah, it's really, people are pinging each other about it, Paul.
Yeah.
People are pinging.
It's like we're covering it because of that.
Oh, my God. And Long Zeng actually pulled up a bunch of screenshots where he shows the real Windows phone and the demo, and you can sort of check out the differences. And I'm going to have to be honest. So I lose my phone a lot.
Well,
a lot, or sometimes I break it.
Yeah.
And I've spent a lot of time in the past few months at my store, my Verizon stores, various stores throughout the Pacific Northwest, because where am I when I lose my phone all over?
Yeah.
And in only one of those stores did they have Windows phones available as an option to purchase. So if people
They're available in every Verizon store. They're only on display.
But it wasn't on display.
Right. Which annoys me.
So if I wanted to go in as a new customer and say, hey, what kind of phone do I get? It's not there for you to play with. So this sort of thing is actually hopefully going to help us sell phones because Verizon isn't doing it.
Yeah,
I
think that we're doing all sorts of great things to try and to just surprise people with like what we're doing as a clever sort of marketing. Like in Times Square, we had the 150-foot phone that was put there. So it's just
you want people to try it. Just try it. You'll like it. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
Get it in the user's hands. So anyway, we posted the link. And if you are a iPhone or Android user, I suggest you test out this demo and write us on the message boards and let us know what you think.
Yeah, just go to aka.ms/WPDemo.
Yeah, or the link we posted right there.
Yeah, or
either one.
The same link.
Bye-bye. All right, so our next story is about Nokia, and it's also about Deadmau5.
Of course.
Two things that Paul and I have debated over the correct pronunciation, although I do think it's Deadmau5.
Yeah.
I might have been wrong on that one.
And Nokia.
I'm still holding on to Nokia.
And the Konami code.
Contra Code. Anyway, so recently I was in London for Nokia World, and you would think that during this event they would have done something as awesome as what they did here, but they didn't. They waited a month later.
Oh, you don't think that releasing the Lumia 800 to the world was an awesome thing on its own?
I think it is an awesome thing on its own, but I think that the timing should have aligned for when I was there
to enjoy
the spectacle.
You have to like deliver a message, then repeat that message, and like continue that excitement.
Right. I mean, I would have.
Typical marketing stuff. I don't know if you know.
I don't, because I'm not into marketing. I'm an evangelist.
Oh, okay.
I don't do marketing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what they did was they essentially took this entire building and they had the DJ Deadmau5.
Deadmau5.
DJ and rocking it up, and you can watch it. Bob, roll the clip while we're talking here. They illuminated the entire side of this building with the most advanced 4D technology, all in an effort to raise excitement for the launch of the Lumia.
Okay, so what is 4D?
Four dimensions, Paul.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
Jeez.
We got height. We got width. We got depth.
Yep.
What's the fourth dimension there?
Height, that would be...
Are we talking about time? Like, we have, like, 3D stuff over time?
Maybe it would be luminosity.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, maybe, perhaps. Maybe it's...
I don't know. If you know, please let us know.
Yeah, anyway, we don't know. When I first heard, you know, this 4D thing, I was like, okay, this is going to be something stupid, and it's going to be completely worthless.
And were you right?
And then I saw Deadmau5 and some of my favorite tracks that he was spinning. And I was like, okay, this sounds good. And then, you know, it had this big picture of the building, and I was like, I don't see what's important here.
And then the building crumbled.
Yeah, and I was like, oh man, that's pretty sweet. And
that's
then it started like doing like these tiling things. I was like, oh crap, it's gonna turn into a Windows Phone 7. and then I was like, okay, they're gonna do some live tiles.
Then it was an equalizer.
Yeah. And then they finally showed the phone at the end, like spinning around, which I thought was nice, but I thought it would have been really cool if they showed like it scrolling.
A little more phone interaction.
Yeah,
because they showed it at the beginning. There's an audience, and they show some people, you know, capturing with their Windows phone, and then at the very end they bring it back, but there's like a good 5 minutes that doesn't mention Nokia, the phone, or anything about that. But you know, we don't want to put it in their face so much. We're not aggressive marketers.
I'm all about the subtle tiebacks of things. Like they make something that consumers absolutely love, and they will come to it. We don't have to like jam it.
And honestly, I mean, that's the coolest way to launch a phone that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
I mean, can you think of anything for any other phone launch or even product launch that compares?
Anything ever? Well,
just the answer is no.
No, no.
No.
The answer, my friend, is no.
That's correct. So check out the video, and kudos to Nokia for launching the Lumia 800 in style.
All right, Laura, you know that I am a big first-person shooter fan. So long as that first-person shooter game is Halo,
and you camp.
Camping is an important thing. I just like sitting there on the couch while my character just sits there in the corner with a sniper rifle and just picks people off as
that sounds exciting.
They go pick up water
really
or something.
Really fun.
Yeah. But apparently there may be a better way to game.
There may be.
It might be a little bit expensive. But I think this would probably actually reinforce my camping, is what this would do. But there's this other show. It's called the Gadget Show. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
And the two hosts of that show had this brilliant idea of looking at all these different first-person shooter games and try and make them as realistic as possible.
Right.
So what they did is they contracted all of these different high-end technology folks to take Battlefield 3, early version of Battlefield 3, and try and make a completely realistic 360-degree immersive experience to play that game.
And now this has been tried and tried in many ways for years. I remember years ago, you put that helmet on, you know, the virtual reality helmet, and you kind of walk around, and it was always kind of clunky and, like, awkward, but, like, at the time, ahead of its time, so, like, oh, cool, but, like, nothing really felt right.
Yeah, because like you would turn your head and there'd be like a slow frame rate.
Exactly.
And then like you kind of turn around, but
or you look up and it would go like black.
Yeah.
You know, like there was just the screen ended. Didn't work out. But these guys, what they did is they built a dome. So you've got a complete 180 degrees. It has the capability to do 360 degrees, but for the game's purpose, it's 180
It does three. It is a 360 degree dome.
Projected
it completely
image.
Covers you. There's five HD. projectors that show it. But based on where you're looking, it will show. It'll only illuminate like 180 degrees at a time.
Right. We should roll some of this footage here. And then there's an omnidirectional treadmill of sorts, which allows you to walk in any direction at any speed.
And then it kind of sucks you back into the center. So that way it's like you can keep walking in the game and you can strafe and you can turn around. Yep. And your character moves in the game, but the treadmill keeps pushing you back to the center so that it's just like wherever you want to go, it's
right.
No problem.
Right, and you are being sensed, of course, by the Xbox 360 Kinect, so it tracks your movements, your jumping, your crouching, whatever you do.
Yep.
That's how your image has been traded. But the coolest thing about the dome, Paul, all that is cool. It shoots you. It shoots back. It shoots back.
Yeah, there were 12 paint guns that were connected with a whole bunch of infrared sensors to like see where you are. And if your character gets shot in the game, the little turret fires. Yeah, the paintballs or the paintball guns all shoot you with like these little rubber pellets.
Right, depending on which direction you're getting shot from.
Right.
This is amazing.
Yeah, when I originally saw this, I was like, wow, they're going to destroy those screens with paintballs.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
But they're just using rubber balls instead, so that way there's no...
Right, so you just bruise your body. Right, you need to go into this game with, like, full armor on.
The guy has, like, helmet and padding and everything, and he still gets hit where...
And he still screams out. He might even swear a little.
Yeah.
You know, this might inspire me to camp. If I knew that I was really going to get shot, I might just hover in the corner.
Yeah, well, I just don't like moving. Like, if I had to, like, go actually walk around all that stuff,
that's
like a workout. It's
yeah,
like, no.
That's true. Well, you do have to hold the actual gun.
Yeah.
And that's probably heavy.
Yeah, the gun thing I thought was also pretty cool. They're actually using an extension that's used for mobile phone gaming where it's a two-trigger gun. And if you pull the front trigger, it makes a little thing that taps one part of the screen. If you pull the other trigger, it taps another part of the screen. And they connected this so that in Battlefield 3, like you hold the left trigger, the front trigger, and it actually pulls up your gun in the game like you're aiming versus shooting from the hip. And then you can pull the right trigger and actually shoot.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So
if anybody is going to have this at like your next kid's birthday party, or if you're going to have it in your backyard for any reason, just call me.
650 grand and 6 weeks apparently.
Was it 650,000 or 650 pounds? Because it was made in England.
Yeah, I think they said it was 650,000 U.S. dollars.
I would think more than that, to tell you the truth, with all that technology and LED lighting and the surround sound. And
I mean. I haven't really tricked out my place, so perhaps I could be
wrong. I say
it's
a 650 G's well spent.
Yeah.
But I don't have it, so if you're going to have it, just call me. I'll come over, play. Paul Camp. All right, Paul, last year I went to Mobile World Congress.
In Spain?
In Barcelona, correct, to do some reporting on Windows Phone and all the news it was making.
Some reporting.
Some investigative journalism. and one of the things that I found while I was there was this company called P2i, which essentially is working on a technology to waterproof your phone.
Okay.
And now...
Because P2i sounds like something R. Kelly might do.
Yeah, no. It was cool, but what they've now come up with, a different company, is something called Super Hydrophobic Spray.
Right, yeah. The brand of the product's called Never Wet.
Never Wet.
And the term hydrophobic means water...
Afraid of water.
Hey, there's some Latin roots.
Hey, look at that.
But that really means water resistant. But they're now creating this nanotechnology that when it's applied to any type of surface, it makes it super hydrophobic, which basically means that it's very waterproof and water just like shoots
water,
off of it.
Not resistant, water repellent.
Right.
Right. So instead of, like you said, the water not only just drips off it goes pouring off it. Like it hates it. It
right.
hates the fabric, so you can cover your clothes with this spray. And obviously, my ideal use for it would be to cover my phone, which I get wet all the time.
Yeah. Well, so while it would make your phone waterproof, throwing it across the room would still likely break your phone.
Oh, I should stop doing that.
Yeah, that's
I should stop doing
well,
that.
I mean, you do have like the unlimited coverage on it, so that whatever.
You know, it only
breaks.
Gives me two new devices per year, and I'm maxed out. Thank you, Assurion.
Yeah, that's
Assurion Insurance. Anyway, this is a really cool technology. It really doesn't have anything to do with Microsoft, but it's just really cool, and I wanted to tell you about it. And Scott Hanselman told me about me, so I felt it was of value because everyone loves Scott Hanselman.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah.
And the Hansel. They're all Hansel minions.
Hansel minions. So thanks for sending me this story, and I'll check this video out. The coolest part of the video, I thought, is where they have a piece of glass, and in the center of it there's no spray, but around the edges there is spray. So when they pour the water into the center of the glass, it essentially builds walls and makes a little, like, water bubble because the water can't get off because it's repelled.
I think the coolest part is when they put it on a tennis shoe and then they shot chocolate syrup on it and that just went off of it. There's nothing left.
That's good. I frequently get chocolate syrup on my shoes, so this would come in handy.
Yeah, your bright white shoes.
All right, everybody, that wraps it up for this week. There's one more comment that I just noticed, and it's from CBAE.
Kabay.
And he says, Paul's Facebook URL was whacked.
Yeah.
Or should I say de-whacked?
Uh-huh.
He's now going to get even fewer followers than he did. What does that mean? He just doesn't like it? Is he saying it's like wiggity, 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 whacked? Or is he saying it was like hacked?
Yeah, this isn't crisscross. It's making you want to jump.
Jump.
but no, he was basically saying, clearly you didn't watch like either any part of the episode, because when it put up facebook.com/paul.mestimaker, it said facebook.com/paul.mestimaker.
Oh, so it's Bob's fault. Bob's our editor.
Or I think somebody may not want me to get followers for whatever type of
That's
reason.
That's true. I'm secretly working against you in my evil lair.
Yeah.
Anyway, I follow Paul at facebook.com something. What is it?
Facebook.com/paul.mestimaker.
Paul.mestimaker. Couldn't thought of like just Paul M or something easy? Why do you gotta, is that so long?
I want to be unique.
You got to get a shorter URL. At L Foy.
Yeah.
Done.
At L Foy. And facebook.com slash Paul
M. We will see you next week. Au revoir. Or as Paul would say.